Hey yo, what's up everyone? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? We have a really good show today coming up for you. We have an interview with a country singer who's going to remain nameless until he comes on the show. But in any event, how are you doing today? It's a nice, beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful actually for the rest of the week. I'm looking at the weather right now and literally, it's going to be almost 90 degrees next Monday, and right now it's 71, which is really awesome. But I mean, I don't know. I love this time of year. I really do. It's the best time because everyone's alive, everyone's nicer, the sun's out. That's why I got to live in a nice state. That's really why I should live in Florida. Like, I know a lot of friends of mine, they're like, "Well, you're going to Florida, you're a Republican." No, I don't really care. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people think I care about the political aspect of different states. I really don't. Yeah, I live in Pennsylvania, which is a mostly blue state, but who cares? And the only reason I put that little snippet of politics in there is because yesterday was primary day. And no, I don't care about it because I heard about it all day today and I'm just like tired of it. I mean, honestly, I really don't care about politics. I'm not a fan of it. I don't care to hear about it. I don't care about Trump or Biden. I don't care about RFK. I really don't. I just listened to a show 2 hours about politics, and I was just already fed up with it because I hear it too damn much. But in any event, oh well. Different story for a different day. But anyways, yeah, we got a great show today. We have an interview. And you know what? I'm going to be back tomorrow because we have another good episode coming up too. So yeah, there's just a lot of things going on, and I'm very happy with what's been going on as well. And you know what? I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the 9-year show. I don't know what I want to do. I really wish I had an idea. Like, I want to do the kickoff the summer for the 9-year show, but at the same time, I want to be serrated with music. Like, I want music played during the 9-year show, and it's just hard. You know what I mean? Like, we had Paul Keenan from Pawn Shop Roses last year. He came on, him and Kevin, actually, and that was a really good interview and performance. I enjoyed it. It's just hard to find somebody who is going to do that because I know nowadays... Oh, you just popped on. Let me finish my thought. I know nowadays it's kind of different because a lot of people who are in bands want money or they want like viewership and listenership. And the thing with me, like, my shows vary on who's listening. But at the same time, it is what it is, honestly. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll get someone on my show to perform, and then maybe we'll do the kick off the summer at a later date. I don't know. Still trying to figure it out. Anyway, it's the last... And actually, now that I think about it, it's going to be the last, like, anniversary show ever. Because after this year... This time next year, I'll only have like a few more weeks before the final episode of TJTV. Like, it's just so surreal. It really is a surreal thing that I'm going to be ending this thing after 10 years. And then obviously we're going to do a rebrand of whatever. But it's just crazy just to think that like ever since 2015, I've been doing this. I've had failures. I've had faults, I've had success, I've had more failures and more success. It's just weird. But different story. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna play some music, take a break, do the interview, and then we're gonna go from there. Alright. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm here with country singer and artist Brian Mineral. How are you doing today?
Good, 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 good. Glad to be here. Excited to see what we talk about today.
Yeah, so how'd you get into that?
Well, I've always been into music. I started writing when I was about, I would say, probably 4 years old or so. I was just messing around, writing things here and there. And then when I was about 13, I started practicing guitar, and then it basically took off from there. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, he says your inspirations would be Johnny Cash, all like the older country stars that were relevant back in the day, and those are your pretty much inspirations: Johnny Cash, Walton Jennings, and so on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have a lot of influences, not just in country music. I mean, I like rock too and stuff, but my major inspirations were definitely all older country artists.
Yeah, no, that's cool. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 28. Yeah.
So you're younger. It's amazing that kids our age, like the younger style or like the older music that our parents grew up with. And I feel like a lot of kids our age aren't exposed to that. But I mean, it seems with you, you're in the country and all that. And, you know, my mom used to listen to all those guys back in the day. But it's just amazing that kids our age are, you know, getting involved in music with like that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think, I mean, my parents listened to, I grew up more on around rock more than anything. But, you know, I kind of discovered country on my own for the most part. But I still listen to a lot of the music that my parents listened to as well.
What was your favorite song, like, or artist? Let's just put it that way, in the rock world, rock genre.
I remember I was such a rockhead when I was a little kid. I remember I used to like the Doors a lot, and then the Doors, CCR. You know, it's funny because I actually got into country music because of CCR and some Rolling Stones songs, kind of like Wild Horses and all that. I really liked that country sound, and that's probably what drove me into the country music more than anything.
And it's weird too, because like I had a country musician on a couple weeks ago, and he was saying the same thing. Like his inspiration or why he got into country music was because of the Stones, and also he said the Doors as well. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird comparison. But do you think that like you could ever go from country to rock? Like, do you think you could ever change your genre, or do you think it's just going to be straight country?
No, absolutely. I mean, I don't really categorize myself in any way. I mean, if people want to label anything, that's fine. But I mean, I never really said, "Oh, I'm going to stick to purely country." Because I mean, I've written a lot of songs, and I mean, I haven't uploaded everything, but I do have more songs like that are more rock and blues and stuff like that as well. I just haven't uploaded any of it because, I mean, I want to record. It's just, you know, that's a whole different topic. But yeah, I do have more music that I want to, more genres that I want to experiment with, definitely.
And you grew up in California too, right?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Like, were you north or south of like San Diego? Well, I guess you would be like in the San Diego area if you were south.
No. Yeah, I grew up in LA. In LA.
Where is that compared to like San Diego and all? I'm not familiar with California like that.
Well, Los Angeles. I mean, San Diego is just really about what, 2 hours away. Yeah, it's not too far out.
That's cool. So, what was it like growing up in California at a young age of 28?
I'm not ashamed of growing up in Los Angeles. I've just never really been. I've never really felt too. How do I say this? Too at home here. Even it's weird. Like I have no. I don't really feel like I have anything that's keeping me here other than like the fact that, I'm saving money to hopefully move to Texas by the end of this year. But I don't really have anything tying me down. So I mean, growing up here, I don't know. I guess there's this old Bob Dylan interview. I remember it's like from the '90s, He was talking about why he changed his name from Robert Zimmerman to like Bob Dylan and all that. And he was talking about how sometimes people are just, they feel like they're born into like the wrong parents or the wrong name or the wrong neighborhood or whatever, and they can't like they can't identify with where they are currently. And that's kind of how I feel in a way. Growing up here in LA, I just don't I don't see myself here. I mean, I grew up, the way I grew up was, I mean, I'm Mexican American, so my parents were born in Mexico, and I basically grew up around, you know, mostly Hispanics for the most part of my life. And then you know, yeah, I just, I mean, and I'm not ashamed of it. I just feel like, I guess LA in particular is just not, I guess, a place for me. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been to LA?
I've been to LA plenty of times, at
Yeah.
least twice in my life.
Yeah, it's just, this is, there's nothing but traffic and people, and I don't know. It's just not my type of where I see myself, I guess. So, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it, but it's just, you know, it's, I guess, I don't really have nothing. I feel like I don't really have much good to say about it other than the weather, of course.
I mean, the weather, yeah, that's always the upside. No, when I was in LA in 2018, it didn't seem like there was a lot of traffic. But I was there.
Yeah, when was that?
It was like 2018-ish.
2018-ish.
Time
Yeah,
that
I mean, yeah, I mean, traffic is always bad. I mean, how long were you here for?
I was there for about a week, my wife and I were. So we spent 3 days in LA and then we went to Carlsbad and hung
Okay.
out for a little bit.
Okay. I mean, you got lucky because for the most part, it's pretty much traffic city everywhere you go at all times. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I grew up around I grew up more around the Huntington Park area. And yeah, I mean, if I don't know, like I said, for growing up, I guess a lot of it was, I always felt like I didn't fit in for the most part, you know. And I think and I don't know what that was. I just never felt like I fit in because all the things I liked, nobody else liked for some reason, you know. If everybody went left for some reason, I went right just because I just didn't feel like I went left. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Did you get bullied because of that too, or no?
Nah, I never got bullied, you know. Because I was never the type to really, I guess, let myself get pushed over in that way. But I mean, I just, you know. Even when I was around friends or whatever, I just didn't feel, I don't know. I just, it's not the type of life I wanted to live, I guess. I don't know how to explain that. It's just one of those things, I guess. I don't know.
Why'd you move, or why do you want to move to Texas? What's up with that? I mean, I love Texas too. I've been there once or in my life, but like, why Texas and what part?
Oh, it's gonna be near Houston. The reason I'm choosing Texas is I was choosing between Nashville, Tennessee, obviously for the music thing, right? But I mean, I it's most likely gonna be Texas because I mean I do have family over there, a bit of family, so it's a little bit, it's always a little bit easier when you have some family, I guess, there. And my uncle, he's lived there for a long time, and he's gonna kind of, you know, guide me through the ways of like, because he owns land there too and everything, and I think I'm gonna just probably follow in his footsteps as far as that goes. And I eventually want to have my own little like ranch as well and everything, but I mean, you have to start from somewhere. And I feel like, obviously, I mean, the cost of living here in LA is ridiculous, you know. And I've never been satisfied to just own a small shack or a small house somewhere. I want to own land, and that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I want to go to Texas.
Texas is also cheaper too.
Yeah, that's why it's a lot cheaper and there's a lot more, I think, opportunity, you know.
I just feel like it's so like a lot of people, like even our like parents or like our grandparents, they were so prone to that lifestyle. It's like you go to school or you go to college and you get a job and you work 9 to 5 for 40 plus years and then like you hate your life. It's just like you're miserable. You come
Yeah.
home, like go to your apartment, go to your house, and you're just sitting there watching TV and doing it all over again. I just feel like the whole 9 to 5 thing is focused in this day and age because there's so much more with technology. You could post up on TikTok, like you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what people are doing nowadays, and how a lot of kids are making bank doing what they're doing on social media.
That's definitely, I mean, I guess go back, I don't know, I guess it goes back to, like, I think the way the whole the Bob Dylan interview that I was talking about earlier, I feel like you're kind of just born into a situation and you just follow what your parents did pretty much, or the situation that you live in, and you just continue off that. And for me, that just never felt right, you know? I feel like you never be your own person if you just do what you were born into, as opposed to doing what you really want to do.
Did you ever do like singing lessons and guitar lessons, or was it just natural to you?
No, I mean, singing, I mean, I'm still practicing singing. I struggle a lot to sing, to be honest with you. I just singing, I just started singing along to songs. And as far as the guitar thing, I just looked up a couple of videos of, when I was starting out, just how to play the, like, four chords, and then from there I just started, I don't know, from there I'm self-taught. I'm not a good guitarist at all. I just, because mostly me too, I've never, a lot of people start off by playing like covers of songs and whatnot, like, and you know, like learning, like, I don't know, the most famous Rolling Stones song or whatever, and this and this and that. And for me, I never actually did any of that. I just, as soon as I learned like the first three chords, I started just writing my own things and like messing around with the guitar and just trying to create melodies. And that's what I've always been, that's my favorite part of music, is creating music. And so for me, I never got too much satisfaction out of doing covers for that reason, because I've always liked creating music. And so for me, as soon as I learned my first couple of chords, I just started, you know, going from there. And that's pretty much how that happened. And I'm still learning, still got a lot to learn.
Do you ever like do like smoke weed and then come up with a melody? Have you ever done that?
No, actually, I don't even smoke weed.
What?
No, I don't. No, but no, I mean, yeah, no, I've never done that.
Never done that at all? Just not interested, or is it just like.
This is not for me. Yes, yeah, it's really not for me. I mean, I don't knock anybody that does it, right? But I mean, it's just not for me. All right.
Yeah, no, I've read a lot of like artists like the Beatles, for example. They would do psychedelics and create melodies, and I feel like that like they always thought like, when you're on a certain high or on a certain drug, it brings out more creativity from what the, from what John and Paul and all that
Yeah,
like said and shit, but
I guess it's the artist too, because, like, I mean, I remember John Fogerty said the exact opposite about how it made him terrible if he would try to get high and like create music. I think I remember him saying something about that. So I guess it just depends on the artist. I'm not sure.
yeah, and it all depends on like the person too, because like a lot of people, a lot of drugs, it all like depends on like it all hits somebody differently depending on like who it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of Tom Fogerty, he's actually coming to a concert in Philly in a couple months, actually in June. Yeah, I'll be in
Yeah,
Philly. Yeah.
that's good. I mean, that's on my bucket list to see him live at least once, for sure.
Who have you seen live so far?
Honestly, I mean, all the guys I looked up to, I don't think I've seen any of them. Honestly, I don't really go out to shows as much as I would like to. I mean, I saw a Coldplay concert last year, but I mean, I like Coldplay, but I'm not the biggest Coldplay fan, I guess. It was mostly because of my wife. She really wanted to see them.
Your wife's a Coldplay fan?
Yeah, I mean, so am I. Like, I'm not. I mean, I'm a Coldplay fan too, but it's just, I guess I would have. I really wanted to go to the Willie Nelson 90th birthday. That's the one I wanted to go to, but yeah, that one was more expensive though too, so I guess that was
I wonder why that's more expensive. I mean, like the guy, I guess he's still relevant, but I mean,
well, it's not just him. I mean, you had guys like Billy Strings there. Who else was there? I mean, there was a whole, I mean, Snoop Dogg, I guess, but I mean, they had a bunch of other artists that were there, but a lot of big names were there. It wasn't just Willie Nelson. I think Neil Young was there as well.
oh, dude, okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, no, I, favorite band. I'm glad I saw them once. It was Metallica in 2017. That was one of my favorites that I saw.
In 2017, you said?
2017, yep.
Okay.
I saw them at the Eagle Stadium. That was a great show too, because like my buddy got tickets for $800. So I paid 400, he paid 400. We were on the floor. My first mosh pit too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like fun.
Huh?
And I said it sounds like fun. I think I lost you for a little bit, the audio, but I got you.
Yeah. So I was in my first mosh pit, got my ass kicked, and it wasn't good after that. But I've been to a lot more other concerts too. This past year, my wife and I went to at least three over the summer.
Okay. Yeah, I think I might see Neil Young later this year. I think he's playing at the Hollywood Bowl, so I might go to that one. And my sister told me I wanted to go to I think it was a Creed concert as well. That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, you got so what's it? So do you have like big like concert festival or big like festivals in general when it comes like where you're at?
I mean, you get all kinds of yeah. For sure, you get a little bit of everything here. I mean, you get, yeah, because I mean, I live close to the Hollywood Bowl, close to the Forum, close to the SoFi, close to Crypto. I mean, the convention center, there's a whole bunch of stuff around there. So, I mean, yeah, so there's anybody that plays in any one of those venues, I could pretty much go and see.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's well, I guess we could play a song in a little bit, but is there anything like where can people find you to look you up?
I mean, I'm on I think the one I work on the most is probably my IG, which is at Brian Monero Music, and that's I have my link tree there to all my other accounts and whatnot, and Spotify, iTunes. I only have one song uploaded now. I mean, I have plans to record more, but it's expensive, so yeah.
That. But yeah, no, thank you for coming on. This should be up Wednesday at some point.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up today's show. If you guys enjoyed it, make sure you smash the like, subscribe, turn on post notifications on Spotify and Google Podcast. I'll probably be back tomorrow, and yeah, bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming.